Today I learned that if you are bored, you are boring. Today I learned that in 2012 Jimmy Zhang uncovered a coding error on the now defunct crypto market Silk Road that allowed him to withdraw more funds than he deposited. He stole 51,680 BTC, $3.4 billion, and stayed anonymous for 10 years before finally getting caught and arrested in 21 and was sentenced to 1 year. https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/james_Zhang. Today I learned, watching this YouTube video, that it is considered an autistic trait to be deeply interested, focused, and go deep. In that same video I learned that just because you are autistic, your judgment of what is true and what is not can be really off. The video's truth value is 3%, which means it has 32 times more inaccurate facts than accurate ones. Ugh. Today I learned that Hitler based his eugenics on the American model of forced castration using IQ for who deserves to have offspring who doesn't. I also found out that most of the scientists in America are of the persuasion that intelligence cannot be increased. On Quora I was poo-pooed. Because I said that I raised my IQ, somewhat correlated with general intellectual intelligence, over my lifetime. People want to raise their IQ for the simple reason that most jobs today need more than what's available. Interestingly, the Infinite Mind app, aka IQ, is not as smart as they want to make you. After having spent more than an hour, I wasn't able to sign up. WTF is wrong with people? It's Sunday. I spent most of yesterday, and I plan most of today watching, reading, adding stuff. Because, gasp, I have been bored. And when someone is bored, it means they are boring. When you are looking for titillation, it simply means, you are bored, and you are boring. So you have nothing interesting to say. Most of the time because you are monotropic. Or maybe you are nootropic. Monotropic means that you tend to have their attention pulled more strongly towards a smaller number of interests at any given time, leaving fewer resources for other processes. In my experience, most people are monotropic. And their sole interest is about themselves. Leaving fewer resources for other processes. That also means that no one is interested in what they have to say. Because everyone, or most everyone, is interested in themselves, not you. So people tend to talk a lot. Maybe quantity beats quality. Lol. So being boring is one of the cardinal sins. So being boring is one of the cardinal sins, or maybe the most important cardinal sin when you are in business. Because you need the three E's: entertain, educate, and elevate. Which, for today's human, is more like titillate. That is three T's. Lol. Anyway, today I learned is the new thread I subscribe to on Reddit. On Quora I tried to mute the threads about Meghan and Harry, the C3, that is the new morose effeminate king of the Brits, because listening to gossip makes you a boring/bored gossiper. I watched now three John Oliver segments of last week today. And found his curse words and the gleefully chuckling audience boring. When you hear the 40th curse word, it is now not funny, not bold, not brave. So why are you tittering? I have a hunch that maybe the audience is given a sign how to react. Do you know if they are? In this country, maybe others too, I just don't live there. Hate is a dirty word. So people avoid it, and people treat it like a dirty handkerchief. Unsavory. But people deal with hate, and hate gets you views, hate gets you clicks, hate gets you all the haters responding. How do I know it? I just read, actually listened to, a long article on this woman harassing Asian university professors. Hundreds of tweets a day. Tens of posts on Instagram. I am glad I don't know who hates me, and who posts hate posts about me. I have only knew one student who did that. Once, for a few months if I recall. He is still around, it's all entitlement. I understand, you are entitled to be treated by me like your mother did. Or does. It's okay. Give you everything, never let you do anything she can do for you. And still expect you to become a full-fledged adult, taking care of yourself. On another note, you think that your opinion is yours. Don't you? But you don't have an independent opinion. But you don't have an independent opinion, it would require having enough data and the faculty to evaluate it. So you either use shortcuts, called the cognitive fallacies, or you side up with someone else's opinion. When I called my mother some 6 months after I defected from Hungary, she said one thing: it is a perfect fit for you to now live in a fascist country. I hung up. It wasn't her opinion. She didn't have enough data. Maybe had she had enough data she would have said something different. But she didn't. She couldn't. After all, she lived in a communist country that sided with the other side, the enemies of Israel. Forgot to say, I lived in Israel at the time. If I called her today, she would be able to say the same thing. If she had all the date, all the new info I learned today. And today I would know hang up. She died in 1995. 28 years ago. But maybe I could call my brothers. Same thing. I switched from PBS to BritBox. And I'm watching the Hercule Poirot series. I have read all the stories already, but watching it is still a joy. I have noticed that successful series create a surge of copycats. But copycats that only copy surface stuff. Like mannerisms, and therefore they are annoying, flimsy, and inauthentic. I have also noticed that source is protecting me from PTSD. Some violent series cause PTSD, you are witnessing something that causes trauma. And in hindsight, some of the shows that tested no, were incredibly violent. Well, live and learn. No benefit in gratuitously watching violence, is there? My Money Roots workshop for today attracted zero applicants. I wonder if it was the topic or the time? Or my scarce promotion of it? Anyway, just one more thing, unless you take charge and become the one driving the action in at least one area of life, your life can never change. It could be any hour, but it is eating that requires no training. We all eat, have been eating ever since we were weaned from our mother's breast. And 50% of us are heading for a future that is grim, cancer-laden, and painful. It's not that you eat too fast. It is that you are not present to your eating. You don't chew your food. You live in a hurry. Try the Drink Your Food Challenge for $5. And see if it is for you. 5-day Drink Your Food Challenge.